Welcome to episode 6 of Coyote Radio TV, the Coyote Radio TV show, the program that really doesn't know where it's going. Well, I got all kinds of ideas and know all kinds of things I want to do, but I don't know how to do them. I've had ideas about how to make this show since the 1980s, but I don't have even if I do have the technology right now, because I got the Adobe Creative Suite, and it has all kinds of programs and 3D dimensional drawing programs. I mean, I probably have the technology, but I don't even know what it is or how to use it. So anyway, I'm looking forward to being able to hire some people to help me. I've got the visions. I just don't know how to turn them into something you can see. Hey, that's been the story of my life since about 1966 and 67 when I started, I've actually had Owsley. I had some Owsley several times and blue barrels. Let's not get into that. I don't want to get banned from YouTube or something, or anyway, but let's see. Yeah, I got things I could tell you. I got all kinds of images and stories. In fact, that's why Scientology kind of booted me. There were several reasons, but one of them was I wouldn't do their purification, where they take a whole bunch of vitamin A and they supposedly clean out all the chemicals in your body. And they happened to, let it be known that I had taken lysergic acid dilithiamide back in the 60s, and they said, that could still be in your system. It's definitely in your system. You've got to get it out. And I said, no way. If there's anything you got that's going to take it out of my system, I don't want it, man. You can't get that anymore, and I'm happy to have it. Don't you dare take away my acid. So anyway, but here we are. I got a couple of things to do here, and it's kind of funny because the story, the poem that was scheduled for today is called Romantic Chaos. And as soon as I read this, I realized, wow, this is still the story of my life. I just did another podcast about an hour ago, and Bear was in here scratching on the door several times and clawing on my legs, and I finally had to pick him up and go feed him, and then he still came back, and I had to play with him, and he was demanding a lot of attention. He seems to like it when I talk. When I do these podcasts, he gets more excited and comes and bugs me. He also likes it when I play piano. He'll come scratch me on the back of my head. He'll jump on the table behind me and start scratching me on the head when I play piano. But anyway, that's the theme of today's story. let's get this going here. Oh, by the way, all kinds of things to do. I've recorded... No, I don't think I did. I haven't recorded the audiobook for Sid's Place. Man, I'm really looking forward to that. I got all kinds of audiobooks coming out. My first audiobook has just been published. I'm right here in my voiceover room, my little studio, my walk-in closet. And the first audiobook is out at audible.com, Masonic Kung Fu. So go get it. Seriously, it's a great, great book, a great story, and read by the author, yours truly. All right, let's get it going here. This is a poem called Romantic Chaos. There's something I'm doing. I'm writing, reading, editing, reviewing. My papers are spread out in front of me. All my attention is directed with focus perfectly. Within this world exists only my mind, within formations of mental images, a poem, a screenplay, a new book cover design. Or book cover design. I said that better. With fortitude, alone, my self-discipline encourages, keep going, keep working, just a little bit longer than that. Then my world is shut out. I only see black. Right in front of me, on top of my creation, plops my cat. He's still doing it even today. I never get mad as I laugh for both of us. It's bear break time, I announce. Glad to have romantic chaos. Yeah, and that's one thing I had to learn with my kids was to appreciate, when they went to bed and went to sleep, boy, that was my wonder time. What was a drag was when Caitlin would get up at midnight and want to watch Lonesome Dove or Highlander. She knew what night Highlander was on for some reason. She'd get out of bed at midnight and come watch Highlander, the television show, with me. But sometimes you just got to appreciate those distractions. Let's see. What else do we have to do here? let's see, supposed to, well, anyway, one of the things that I'm really going to probably start to do, one of my big challenges in launching Coyote Radio TV is going to be to somehow wrangle the entire 8-level American Zen rock opera project together. All those 8 albums and 8 books and images and stories and poetry and all the stuff that happened in all those years that it took me to go those 8 levels up the ladder of Buddhism. Each level is totally different. The first level was having a family. Level 1 equals peace of mind. The second level, Christ killer. That was the battling the Mormons. The third level, well, they got in, I got along with the Mormons, and that was I want you to love me. That was great. I even had an affair with a, well, I had a real romantic affair in that. And I invented bass poetry on that album, which is me playing 2 to 3 basses in harmony and reciting poetry. It came out really neat. Go check out 1,000 Sorrows for a Love or Dear Lara. Those are a couple of, or Harleys, what is it? Horses and Harleys. That's a really good one, too. There's a whole bunch of good bass poetry that I've invented. But anyway, yeah, and then the fourth level is the Kung Fu Cowboy, which has 2 albums, of which only 1 album's been released. It's part 1 and part 2. And then the fifth and sixth were actually released in cassette. And those were my Hanblechia, going back to the Lakota Sioux on the Rosebud, the Pine Ridge Reservation. And I did my vision quest there. So I became a pipe carrier for, you know, well, for a number of years. And then I thought that was going to, and I thought I was just going to keep progressing with that. I thought, oh, man, I was having all kinds of spiritual experiences. So I thought that was going to climb the ladder and make it through level 8. But no, level 7 ended up being End of the Line, recorded in my car when I was homeless. But it's a really great album. It's me becoming the Kung Fu Cowboy and making the movie, or trying to make the first Kung Fu Cowboy movie. And the songs there are actually written for a couple of the first couple of movies. And then the last album was completed on Memorial Day. That's why it's called the Memorial Day album in 2014. So that whole American Zen journey's done. Okay, now it's done. I got all these songs, these albums, this awesome stuff. What do I do? Well, now I got to package it and make it into a cohesive story somehow that people can follow along, like 8 movies right there. So anyway, that's my big challenge for Coyote Radio is how do I get that done? Okay, so anyway, this is one of the 8 podcasts of Shaolin Records. I started 8 podcasts because I could do them on my phone when I was homeless in my car. So I started these a couple of years ago, and then this last year I didn't do anything. And then I realized that iTunes was posting all of them, and it's like, I felt kind of bad just ignoring them. It makes me look bad. So I thought, wow, that's unprofessional. So now I'm going to hammer these out and try to put out an episode every week. Well, it's a lot of work. And like I was saying with Bear in the last podcast I was doing, he was bugging me. So, you know, it's that's my life. So let's see. Oh, the song is going to be from the first level of American Zen, which is really what I should do. And it looks like as I'm looking ahead at my little list here, yeah, it looks like I'm giving you songs from the first album, the first level of American Zen, which is a good idea. Because like I said, I want to take you on this journey. So let's spend a little time on the level 1. Anything I want to tell you about level 1? Well, the song is Whose Heaven Is This? And this song was written because I was battling the Mormons, and you'll kind of be able to tell in the lyrics. And it was going to be a heavy metal song, but I thought, man, that was just too easy to just grind away on this song and bitch about the Mormons. So I thought, how could I do this in a more interesting way? And I think Elvis Costello may have inspired me. I used to be a fan of his back in the early 80s. At least I liked that first album, Pump It Up. And we used to listen to that in a friend of mine's BMW as we used to race across town. He always had to go 20 miles over the speed limit at least. And boy, that little BMW could really hold the turns. It was almost, well, yeah, it was a little scary. He actually went so fast, he did scare me a few times. That was my engineer, Bob Shames. But yeah, we were, those were fun years. At the Village Recorder, I was working with Supertramp and Fleetwood Mac and Frank Zappa and smoking skunk weed and drinking champagne. It was, those were wild. That was a wild couple of years there. But anyway, Whose Heaven Is This was me battling the Mormons. But like I said, I kind of tried to make it a little more jovial or comical. And so I decided, no electric guitar. I'm going to record this song on ukulele. I did. I substituted the electric guitar with a ukulele because I was recording it, the album 4-track. And so I had to decide, well, what am I going to put on this track? Is it going to be an electric guitar or ukulele, you know, and then a bass on the other track and an organ and a vocal and then the drums, and drums and acoustic were recorded together. So that's how I did it in 4 tracks. That's it. No overdubs. So that's it. So here it is. So, okay, I gave you the poem. Here comes the song, Whose Heaven Is This? From the album American Zen, Level 1 equals Peace of Mind. And that's what we were battling. Oh, it was horrible that first year or two we were in Utah. I mean, we were really trying to find peace of mind, just to find little. And we were suffering. We lived a couple of months, I don't even want to remember how long it was, in somebody's basement with their washing machines. Oh, man. And then we were breathing secondhand smoke. The husband and the wife both smoked, and then that would go through the heaters, and then we'd get all this secondhand smoke down there in the basement. Oh, that was miserable. Guys, really didn't need to remember that, did I? Oh, yeah, and they were always yelling at each other. I wrote a couple of songs about them just yelling and screaming at each other. Yeah, that was the beginning of my life. And that was Level 1 equals peace of mind with a 1-year-old daughter, you know, trying to just keep her happy and healthy and suffering like that. So that was a tough time. But anyway, here it is. Whose Heaven Is This? By American Zen.
To say, yes, I realize I'm a dreadful sight in your conservative eyes. My long hair and California attitude must make you want to curl up and die. But I'm not the evil you fear. Your prayers won't make me go away. Open up your teeny eyes. You may even learn to empathize. Being free, happy with love, the smile of mine fights a lot of vicious eyes. Deciding and choosing what to do in heaven each and every day. Pardon me, is this your world? Yet I break one of your God-given rules. Heaven is this, yours or mine? The Church of Saints or Church of Fools? I wonder. These handcuffs are really hurting my wrist. This blindfold cuts my eyes. Perhaps you'll reconsider. I'm an expensive pet to feed. I'm sure you mean well. You can keep your hell. I just want to leave. Pardon me. Is this your world? Did I break one of your God-given rules? Whose heaven is this, yours or mine? The Church of Saints or Church of Fools? Thank you. Did I break one of your God-given rules? Whose heaven is this, yours or mine? The Church of Saints or Church of Fools?